They don't know that they're both fighting for, they're on the same team. They're like, let's kill the
Yeah.
dollar. Trump's like, let's kill the dollar. Iran's like, okay, we'll help you kill the dollar. And they're fighting together.
Assuming we don't blow up the entire power grid of the Middle East, we might see something like a.
It's so realistic. You're saying like that could actually happen like tomorrow.
I know.
Okay.
I know. I'm revising my Pollyann optimism a bit downward.
Think we could also do with less bathing.
You think so? Oh yeah,
Yeah.
you're Mr. Ma, you're the musky guy. You want to sell scents.
Hey guys, it's Rafi here from the Endgame Investor with this month's edition of the Bitter Endgame Drafts. Phil has decided, he said to me, quote unquote, F it, and he's going to come on for one more monthly installment before the world ends. And I think this is a pretty good time because it looks like the end of the world as we know it is right at the Petach, at the gates.
End of the world, and now it looks like it may actually happen.
6 o'clock TV.
Trump just threatened Iran's power plants, and then Iran threatened the rest of the Gulf energy infrastructure if Trump hits the power plants. Hormuz is stuck, and by Hormuz, we don't mean a prostitute that looks like a cow, but we mean that little tiny thin waterway that is clogged. And Israel can't really do anything about that. We don't have the manpower to clear it out. And Iran doesn't really have to do much to keep it locked. They just have to, explode one or two mines every week. That's it. And then no insurance will cover it. But apparently they're letting Japan through, according to Ken Chow. So that's what I heard.
I don't know. I don't know. I was, when silver started going up $5, $10 a week and I shut down my channel, I was originally like, was I too early? Did I like, am I just gonna be embarrassed when this goes on for another 6 months and I look like a total, like the sky is falling like guy. But no, I timed it perfectly. It's perfect time. I shouldn't even be out of my bunker right now. I'm gonna go back into the bunker after I finish this video. But I did get this book. I got this book on pickling, and I recommend every I start pickling immediately, and I recommend everybody start pickling. Because the Straits of Hormuz, something like 25% of the world's fertilizer comes out of the Strait of Hormuz, and it is it's not going out. And I don't think we're gonna have a 25% reduction in the. I don't think that directly just means there's gonna be 25% less food because this farmers can make do with less, people can be more efficient, the grocery store can throw away less because right now the grocery stores throw away a lot of the food. They might just lengthen the expiration dates or who knows what, right? The market will try and figure out how it can
Because
stretch food a little
when
better.
you lengthen the expiration dates, food is preserved longer.
Well, okay. I mean, I know, but we off America does, at least in America, people throw away perfectly good food because the expiration date is pretty stringent. So, but if the food isn't there, I think people will, they'll go, if they throw it out, people just go dumpster diving if they get hungry enough. Anyway, one thing you can do, people, is A, start gardening, and I'm trying to garden my bag. I freaking hate gardening. I will raise a plant, Rafi. I'll like raise a plant, I fertilize it, get sunlight and water, and I take care of it, and it bursts out of the ground.
And I pet it, and I massage it.
And then it like, I'm like, oh, I did it, and then it falls over dead. And I'm like, what the hell, you little shit? Why did you die? I gave you everything.
And then I take my naughty pet, and I go.
Oh, now I have to put in the Tommy Boy meme.
Oh, I killed it!
But I'm pickling as well. Preserve the food, and just because if everyone who does that, that's one less person who's like storming the grocery store trying to fight over the last can of beans. Because you already have food in your cupboards and stuff. So it's just important to do that to prep as well as to stack.
It looks like the dollar could end any week now, suddenly. We're seeing the last thing I saw when I checked the financial markets on Saturday night was that interest rates, long-term interest rates, are going up everywhere. And
Also,
all you.
the UK gilt went above five. It went to like 5.05 or something, and then it just dropped. And I mean, it was spiking. It was going vertical, and then suddenly just went down to 4.999 and stayed there. I'm like, oh yeah, this is a natural market force.
999. Remember Herman
4.9.
Cain's
Well, yeah.
999 plan?
So they're definitely doing yield curve control, but the thing is, to do yield curve control, you have to print ungodly amounts of currency. So, I mean, to keep it there because it's accelerating up. It's not just going up, it's accelerating up. So if they're doing yield curve control, I would expect the pound to die very quickly.
We seem to be in that perfect storm where oil is spiking. Because of the Jews, we did it all. I say that like half joking. People say it's always the Jews' fault, and in a way, they're right. Because we're always at the center of things. I can't really avoid that. It's just how history is. I don't know what else to say. sorry about that. Anyway.
It was going to happen. Look, it was going to happen anyway. I don't know. I didn't know what the exact catalyst was going to be. I didn't have a, Israelite.
If you just say it's going to be the Jews, you're probably going to be right.
It's the Jews, Martin. They're going to want more than $100,000.
But I didn't know, I had no idea the US and Israel were going to bomb Iran spontaneously and kick off the endgame. But, I knew something was going to happen.
I don't know.
Anyway, back to the food real quick. I just meant to say, by stretching the chains, I think we might just see something like, assuming we don't blow up the entire power grid of the Middle East, we might see something like a.
It's so realistic. You're saying like that could actually happen like tomorrow.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
I know. I know. I'm revising my Pollyanna optimism a bit downward. But assuming we don't do that, we're talking about like a 5-10% less food in the fall. I don't know what the cushion is, but as you told me off camera, maybe the world could do, or at least the West could do with 10% reduction of food calories. So I certainly could. I'm chunking out. So.
Everyone's not everyone, but like there's talk of the third temple and all these weird biblical eschatological things here. I just wanted to clarify that I'm on the temple
You're
side.
on that. You're on Team Temple.
Yes. This was made by a tribe of Germans who actually are my neighbors, and they make temple coins. And I bought some.
Not Jews, right? Or are they Jews?
They're not Jews. They claim to be Israelites because
Yeah.
their leader decided that they're from the tribe of Ephraim. But whatever, people will say what they want, and I don't really care. We were gonna our topics today were why are gold and silver going down in this time of crisis, and I will add to that. Gold and silver not just going down, but open interest in gold futures is right now at 400,000 boule, 400,000 exactly. And the only other time it broke below 400,000 was during the 2008 financial crisis. So we're going into those areas as well. It looks like a financial crisis is about to break out,
Yes, it
not
does.
not not necessarily because of private credit, but private credit is just the weakest link in a chain of very, very weak links. And when you break, maybe you have to break two, three, or four of them, or I don't know how many, but it means the next one is in line, and we don't know what it is, but it's coming. It's coming.
Mario had the best analogy. He
What?
said it's like when a tsunami hits, like first the tide goes out and everyone's like, it's everything's very calm, but it's weird, right? You see all this weird stuff happening, but like no one's in any like in present immediate danger. I mean, they are in great danger, they just don't know it. But it looks calm, except there's like fish flopping on the sand where there used to be water like a few minutes ago. That's the monetary. I'm telling you, people, viewers, the monetary system is exactly like that right now. The tide has gone out. It's still calm. The market's still, functional. But if you were to look at the warning signs, I mean, things are about to smash. Absolutely smash.
We're going to talk first about gold and silver going down. I'll give a very basic answer to that question, and then you can elaborate on it. But my basic answer to the question, why are gold and silver going down? because people need dollars in times of uncertainty. If oil spikes up to $100 a barrel when it was like 70 the a few weeks before, then all these businesses have all these expenses that they didn't know that they would have. Now they have to make sure they have enough cash to keep servicing their debt or they go out of business. So everyone does it at the same time, and they mostly they'll sell first where their profits are the biggest, and that's been gold and silver. So they sell their whatever positions they have, they raise dollars, and they need those in time of crisis. But then that is ended when every business is doing that, and their business is getting lower and lower and lighter because, because we're in a crisis. And then the Fed prints in response to that, and gold and silver go right back up. So, do what you
Yeah,
want.
I mean, we both have warned people the volatility is going to be just off the charts. I mean, I remember making a video specifically saying like you're going to be absolutely stunned by the volatility of the
Yeah.
metals.
Anyone
And unfortunately, it's an
anyone saying that it's like manipulation and they're manipulating them, just don't even listen to that. It's a, I'm not saying people who say manipulation, everything they say is crap. It's not. But people who automatically go to this, oh, I'm upset because gold and silver should go up in a time. It shouldn't go up in a time of this kind of crisis. It should go up in a kind of crisis the Fed is responding to, which they haven't yet. So
So
it's not manipulation.
the
Anyway.
way to think about this is that the number of dollars is actually going, it's disappearing. The dollars need to expand at an accelerating rate to keep the system alive. And if it doesn't, they actually start to vaporize because when the dollar meets its debt, they annihilate each other and then they leave the system, the bank dollars. So if there are less dollars out there, then by definition, it's harder. It's like gravity, right? It's harder to keep going for things to keep going up. And especially if dollars start disappearing, we go into a deflationary tailspin. It's impossible for things to go up because there are less dollars in which for things to go up in dollar terms,
I
right?
believe it is
Now,
fewer dollars because
fewer
dollars is a
dollars, I'm sorry.
count noun, count noun.
However, where people were shocked was that metals went down harder because I would expect, I mean, if, just a normie guy. In fact, I did expect, I would have thought that gold especially would have gone down slower than, say, stocks, bonds, and crypto. If you were to just look at the last 3 weeks, you'd say crypto was the safe haven, not gold and silver. I mean, even though if you zoom out a little bit farther, like crypto shat the bed earlier. I mean, it lost like 40% of its value. But, if you were just to look at the last 3 weeks, you'd say, well, crypto held the line, so this must be some great rotation into crypto. I don't know everything that's going on under the scenes, under the hood. I just know that in addition to the deflation, there's also an enormous paper market on top of the physical gold and silver. So there was probably a huge paper sell-off. I'm not sure. I didn't see any evidence that like people were running with their golden necklaces to the pawn shop to get rid of them before. The price was going to dip lower. I didn't see a ton of that. So I'm guessing this was just a paper sell-off and not a physical sell-off.
I would question that. I'm not sure if I'm right about this, but the spot market, the spot prices in gold in London have gone down more than the futures prices in New York. So doesn't that suggest that it's a physical sell-off more than it's a paper sell-off?
Okay, then maybe it is. Maybe it absolutely is.
Unless the physical market in London isn't really a physical market, but when I hear Keith Weiner talking about that when the spread between London and New York gets tighter, that means that physical is being bid up because London is a physical market. Whatever. I mean, whatever's happening is happening. This is very similar to pre-financial crisis price movement.
But why would if I had a promise for gold and I had physical gold, why would I sell the physical gold first and not the promise for gold? Because that's more ephemeral.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. Maybe it is manipulation.
I don't know. I'd have to think about that and come up with a theory. I can't do it
It's
right
honestly
now.
not, I mean, it's not that important. This is just sort of, we're just sort of like documenting the end game. I know where this is going in the end. The Fed's going to print $10 trillion in a weekend, and then everything's going to go absolutely crazy ballistic, and then gold and silver, most of all. It is hard. I mean, if you're on the fence, if you're like, I don't know, are Phil and Rafi right? Maybe I'll have a little bit of, I understand the evidence presented in the last 3 weeks, gold didn't do what we would hope it would do. on the physical term. Am I worried about it? No, I'm not. I have the serenity of the Buddha about this whole thing. I'm not concerned at all. I know where this road ends. I just don't know the direct voyage, the twists and turns along the way.
Well, that kind of it nicely segs us into a subtopic that we were discussing off cam off record. But first, before I get into that, guess which metal is still at its all-time record high?
Iridium.
Yes. It was iridium. That was the answer. You have a stack of iridium. We just Well, now we know. Next time the world ends, I'll just buy a
Next
bunch of
time we hear.
iridium.
Well, you're the only one who stacked iridium, so.
You can't call 1 ounce a stack. I mean, I could cut it in half and then put one on the other. Does that count? No, melting point's too high. Okay, so in the same way that you are not stoic, but calm and at peace with gold and silver's price moving over the last few days, and so am I. That doesn't really it's a little bit unnerving. I mean, I can't say
It's
I'm
annoying. It's annoying is what it is. 'Cause I'm like, I know whatever this is, it's not gonna stick. But like right now is when I'm desperately trying to convince people I know and care about and love to like get some stacks, and the physical immediate evidence is contrary to what I'm saying.
That's
So
the thing. When you look the most stupid is when you are the most right. And when you look like a genius is probably, it could be a time to
yeah, to
stop
calm the
to
humble
calm down a
yourself.
little
Yeah,
bit.
that's true. That's very true.
That's it. But that's a sign that you're on the right side of things because you always look wrong no matter where it is, right?
I'm gonna tell my wife that. The reason I
So
always look wrong is because I'm actually right, dear.
it's true in a way. So you were saying, you're at peace with what's happening, and you asked me. I hear planes going over my house all the time. Another one is going on right now, and there was another siren last night at a pretty bad time. But it could have been worse. But I won't get into the details there. I hear there are sirens almost every night. There's some nights where I get some sleep, but I'm not really worried. I mean, there were some bad hits last night. There was a bad hit in Arad, a desert town. There was a hit in Dimona. They were aiming for the nuclear, what do you call it? The core. What do you the
A nuclear power plant.
No, it's not a power plant. It's where
The
the weapons
reactor.
are. The nuclear reactor. I don't think it's a power. Is it a power plant? I think it's just for manufacturing nuclear weapons. Because
Oh, okay.
Israel has a whole bunch of nuclear weapons. Because why not?
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
because no, really, we need it because people try to annihilate us all the time, so we need to be armed. It's the same reason that I'm not worried about being here is the reason that you're not worried about gold and silver going down because that gold and silver is money. Well, I know that we're indestructible, and I know that we're supposed to be here, and I see things always converging around here, and I know my history, so I might die. I don't think I will. I mean, the chances of me getting hit by a bomb are vanishingly small, but I know that I'm supposed to be here because I see history that way. It's the Jews in America who are really worried about us, and we're like, hey, relax. It's just a war.
Yeah, first time.
Yeah. Okay.
So I have a question. The news in America, I mean, from the various sources, it's very polarized. There are people saying Iran is defeated. This is just the mopping up operation. There's nothing left. And then there's the other side saying, like, Iran can withstand this for 10 years. It's an existential crisis for them. And we're just gonna, when America gives up and go home and goes home eventually, Iran is gonna dominate the straits and start bullying all the neighbors around because they're mad about what just happened. Where, do you know?
Maybe they will.
I mean, I think the end game's gonna hit first anyway. I think they're both wrong.
I mean, both sides are contributing to the end of the dollar. I mean, they don't know that they're both fighting for. They're on the same team. They're like, let's kill the dollar. Trump's like, let's kill the dollar. Iran's like, okay, we'll help you kill the dollar. And they're fighting together.
I guess my question was, it sounds like Iran is doing better in the war than the initial estimates. Is that what your analysis is? Or you.
Well, Iran is sort of like Hamas in the sense that they don't, well, the only thing they have to do to win is survive.
Yeah.
The Israel has to destroy the regime completely, and make Iran back into what it was before 1979, which was an ally. And we've got nothing against the Iranian people at all. I mean, we have a lot of friends there, who are with us. That's why Mossad has such an easy time breaking in and finding exactly where the leaders are, because everybody in the country hates them and they want to help us. So that's what makes it
Yeah.
so easy. But could they survive? Yeah, they could. And if they survive, they win. And they'll keep the straits blocked, and that will ensure the dollar is destroyed. And once the dollar is destroyed, Iran can open up the straits again. I don't know what's going to happen. For some weird reason that I can't explain, all of a sudden there's like gas when there wasn't, in the gas stations.
Okay, so you guys were having gas shortages.
I don't know why we were having gas shortages like a month or two ago. I have an LPG tank in my car. It means it starts on gasoline and then it switches to LPG because there's no taxes on the LPG, so I pay half price. So I converted the car a long time ago, but there were some rumors or something that from the June war, the 12-day war with Iran, they hit Haifa, they hit like a refining or place or a refining factory for LPG. I don't know if any of it's true. But all of a sudden, there's a whole bunch of gas available when there wasn't before. So there's no problems yet, but that could change very soon.
Are you able to hunker? I mean, are you set to hunker down with your family? Like
I
you got your
have
foods and
I have
stuff?
I have my non-perishables and my food, a whole bunch of salt, a bunch of meat in the freezer that I can salt if I need to. I have enough food for a fair amount of time. And plenty of silver. So
Hopefully
I
your stash doesn't get hit and like spray silver all over the neighborhood, like
was worried
manna from
about
heaven.
that. Yeah, I was worried about that last time, but no, I don't think that's gonna happen. What are the chances of getting hit? So I was already hit in the last war, and I don't have to get hit again.
That was
That's
your car, right? Your car took
my
a
car.
shot.
My car took a shot. My house still has holes in the outer wall. I got one of the walls fixed. But no, things are fine. Oh, I
Well,
have good news
speaking.
on that. I have good news on that.
Okay.
The last in 2024, when my street was hit, it shifted a lot of my ceiling tiles, my shingles. So when I went into the attic on a rainstorm 2 years ago, I noticed that there were leaks everywhere. So I had to buy a ladder, which is now stuck in my attic because I can't get it back through the thing. It's like one of those weird paradoxes. So
Oh,
whatever.
you put it in like a place where it couldn't, now you can't get it out where it was, yeah.
No. I have like through the hole in the ceiling that I go into the attic. I got it through
Yeah.
there, but I can't get the ladder out.
Can't yet.
But anyway, I use the I because I'm an idiot. I use the ladder to like reshift all the tiles. And now there was a huge storm last few days in the north here, and there's no leaks. I fixed it all. I'm like a genius.
Well done. Well done. And
Yeah.
that with no roofing experience, too.
Well, I mean, it wasn't like a huge. I could see where the leaks are, and I could see that the tile was a little bit off center. So I just pushed it up and put it back in place wherever there was a leak, and it worked.
You're ready for the apocalypse, Robbie.
Yeah, I
Speaking
know.
of, we can move on to the next topic, which is
Yeah.
the why there's not going to be a dark age.
Okay, why isn't there going to be a dark age?
Why an extended dark age is unlikely no matter how bad the end game gets, short of nukes. So I will caveat that the nukes, if nukes really start flying, then we could blast ourselves back into a very long dark age.
Okay.
But barring that, the Roman Dark Age, the reason the Roman Dark Age like went, the post-Roman Dark Age was not really just that the money was bad, because the money, once they rejected the money, people made gold and silver coins again, right? So it's not the money does misallocate the resource, the fake money does misallocate the resources, but
And back then it was literally the debased money. That's what, yeah.
If when you debase the currency, you do cause people to misallocate
Back
their own
then they
resources.
weren't debasing the money. They weren't debasing the currency. They were debasing the actual money.
Actual money, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The problem was that the knowledge to do things was fairly centralized. So, very few people could read and do things, do advanced math, that kind of thing. So when the Visigoths like sacked Rome and they killed the guy who knew how to build aqueducts and they burned the library that had the instruction manual for aqueduct construction, right? So, when the Visigoths left and the aqueducts were in tatters, one guy turns to the other, "You know how to build an aqueduct? No, do you? No. Well, I guess we're not going to build this aqueduct anymore, you know?"
The aqueduct, the water aqueduct. Aqueduct.
So the knowledge base now is way more decentralized. I mean, it's just, everyone's personal computer has tons of information on it. And Wikipedia might go down or whatever, but that doesn't mean that every engineer on Earth is going to forget how to be an engineer and won't know how to rebuild things. So
Right, I
it will take some
certainly.
time. Go ahead.
I was going to challenge you a little bit because it does seem that knowledge is becoming extremely centralized. It's harder to find real information anywhere. You ask AI, you don't know what it's telling you, and to do and schools are discouraging students from actually doing any research. No one knows how to do research anymore, and it feels like we're surrounded by a bunch of zombie idiots that the best thing that they know how to do is query ChatGPT,
Yeah,
right?
they're
So,
consulting the Oracle, right?
but then if you take the worst case scenario that the entire internet explodes and every server room just like burns down and there's none of that anymore, you still have all the libraries of mankind that exist, and people still have books, they still exist, and
Yeah.
there's still a lot of people that know how to do a lot of stuff. So yeah, it looks like it's being centralized. But I think that's just a function of the extreme inflation that can't continue much longer. And we're in much better shape now than the Roman Empire, or at least the Western Roman Empire was in 429,
Yeah.
479,
It like
478, whatever it was.
Like the satellite, the Starlink satellites aren't going to deorbit when the dollar dies, right? The satellites will still be up there. We can still send them instructions and stuff. It might be hard to get more satellites up for a little while. I don't know. Like we'll find out. I have no idea. But the knowledge base is still there. The materials, we're not going to forget how to like, it's not like we're going to be like, "Oh man, how do we make a rocket? What do we do? I don't know. How does a rocket work?" We discovered all this stuff. We know how the printing press works. It's not going to be, I don't think it's going to be like the medieval dark ages where people stopped bathing. Architecture, they wandered they wandered around the old ruins of Rome or Egypt. They said, "How do we build this stuff?" I don't know. I doubt it. I strongly, strongly doubt it.
I think we could also do with less bathing.
You think so? Oh yeah, you're Mr. Ma, you're the musky guy. You want to sell scents. You want to
No, I mean,
sell.
I shower, free. I just showered like before this. I was on a run with my son. We ran like 5K, and
Well,
I
that's
was I
shower
was
equivalent.
all sweaty and stuff, so I rinsed off, but I did not use shampoo or soap so as not to rub off my natural musk.
Did you do any scraping or anything? You just left it all on. You just whatever
Like
water takes off.
just a light, light sweeping.
A sweeping, okay, a sweeping brush. Yeah, I
Oh,
wouldn't
this
do water though.
reminds me of a joke by this Jewish comedian, this convert. Forgot what his name was, but this one joke just it sticks out in my head. And they told him like he had to get circumcised as like an older as he was already like in his 20s or 30s or whatever it was, and he had to do a circumcision, and that's really rough when you're 20 or 30
Yeah.
years old, really rough. So they told him like everything has to be completely clean, and you've got to wash that area, where the circumcision is going to be. You have to wash it for 5 minutes, and he's like, 5 minutes? I'll tell you, after 20, 30 seconds, I'm not washing anymore. But okay. Yeah, just light sweeping. Anyway. Okay. There's not going to be an extended dark age, but the inherent predictable failure of the West as a society, and wh why it went in the direction that it did. And this is, I listen to Brett Weinstein a lot, and it's been difficult for me to do that lately because his views on this current war are like there should never be any war, and war is unjustified in almost all cases, including this one. And I obviously have a different view of being in this war. And his view is that there is tribalism, which are lineage selection, like it, evolutionary. He's an evolutionary biologist, so if you have lineage selection and then you select your own lineage, that predisposes you to genocidal instincts against lineages that are not your own, and that's the evolutionary instinct towards genocide. And I believe he's right about that, but at the same time, he champions the West as a society that lets go of lineage selection in favor of let's just have an honest competition and a market and let, meritocracy and let the best man win. And who cares about lineage? Let's just live together and trade, right? That's the idea of the West. And he thinks that's superior. And in some ways it is. However, that idea, free markets, and I'm not saying free markets are bad, but the idea of free markets and lineage, forget about it. It's only 250 years old at most, and the human species has been evolving for hundreds of thousands of years, if not millions, depending how far you want to go back. If we've had a system of tribalism that has been guiding our evolution for millions or hundreds of thousands of years, and all of a sudden this new system exists, the Westernism, free markets, there's a reason why there's a reason why tribalism lasted for so long. There must have been something successful about it, right? Because when you the side effect of having a free market society is that people that are not meritorious will, through that wealth, they will have enough resources to survive. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm not saying kill all the stupid people, but I'm saying a natural outgrowth of a society that's so rich because of free markets are going to have people that eventually become woke. And they see that they do not have the talent to participate and to rise up in the society, so they try to overthrow it with their own representatives. It happens all the time. And if it gets big enough, the system is going to flip on itself and destroy itself. And so you need a lineage, you need, in order to keep a human culture together, that's really the central, my central point that I forgot about. Like, you can't have a Western society that's built on entirely libertarian ideas, because libertarian ideas are negative ideas. They basically don't do this, don't do that. Otherwise, no violence, but otherwise, do whatever you want. So there's really no glue holding the society together. There's no religion. There's no central practices. It's just don't be violent. But eventually, that falls apart. So you need tribalism. You need a tribe that has free market as its own value, meaning don't steal. There has to be a tribe that has a very strong identity with a lot of glue holding it together, and valuing free markets, not as its ultimate value, but as a very high value, right? There could be exceptions to that. You look at the world and which one is that? A tribe that has free markets as a value that has been around for way too long.
So
That's
you think
us.
the corruption of the currency is an inevitability. Like if it whenever there's a prosperous people, someone's going to come by and say, "Hey, let's debase the currency
I
and
think
start
it's
stealing."
I think it's an inevitability, but I think it's an even faster inevitability among a society that has no cultural glue. Or very, very loose cultural glue, like America. America has very, very loose cultural glue, and the white man, as Jared Taylor says, is disintegrating, and he's right because they don't have a lot of glue holding them together. So that's where we are in Western society, and the inflation is a symptom of that. It's just one part of it. You're not going to have a society that that its prime value is freedom, its main value is freedom, that's going to not inflate its currency. They need to have an identity other than that.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure where I feel on that one. I have to think about that one. Because I don't think like our de we were doing great until we founded a central bank, and then our decline started. So, but the question, I guess, the question is, is a central bank an inevitable outcropping of letting people do what they want and having a libertary, a liberty free market thing? Because the central bank is an antithesis of the free market, so you'd think it wouldn't form, but it does seem to always form.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is deeper than that. When you have a society that's founded on free markets like America was, that's a four score and no, not Lincoln, sorry. The Declaration of Independence, right? When you our value is that when the government infringes on our right to trade freely, we will overthrow that government. So that's our core value. Stop interfering in my life, or we have a right to revolution. But that's not enough to keep a society together. It's just not. Because within that framework, you have people saying, oh, well, just give me a little more, just give me a little more. And the theft gradually builds up until you get to the point of a central bank. So it's not like everything was fine until there was a central bank. There was a lot of little thefts and many financial crises and booms and busts. And then you got such a bank because of that. So it's not sustainable.
Do you think a unified culture like Israel would be less likely? Because Israel has a central bank.
Yes, we
So,
do, but it's not really a central bank. It's just a reflection of the Fed.
okay. So you think Israel with you if Israel was united culture of just Jews living in Israel, that they would be able to hold on to liberty longer than a free float like the free floating liberty ideals of the West?
I think we're not Israel's still a communist society, right? But when that falls away, we're not primarily communists. We're still primarily Jews. And so we still draw on a lot more than, going back to Marx and his crap. That there's just there's a little there's a gang of people here that have had power. And they share power by basically, like, for example, the Supreme Court nominates itself here. We don't vote on it, right? The people that are really in power, they nominate each other. They have nothing to do with the government. You have all these fights, like the it's called the Yoamashi, the Yoetzet Mishpatit. It's the attorney general, right? She's constantly harassing the elected government because she's from. She is appointed by the judges on the Supreme Court of the same team as them, and yeah, that's the power of the deep state here. But because liberty is not the main value here, the main value is we will survive.
Unity. Yeah,
Yeah,
brotherhood.
it's like it. We're here again. We came back for the third time. So that none of us see that as a coincidence. It doesn't even matter if you believe in God or not. That's why everyone's so calm here, because obviously we're here for a reason. Most of us don't know what that is because they're secular, but you go back to the first Commonwealth in the Bible. The 10 tribes split off and they wanted to do their own thing. Well, they became, secondary and irrelevant, and the only surviving ones are the tribe of Judah. That's where we come from. So that even if the majority here have no idea what's going on, when we're under pressure, we will fight together. And that's why I said that I'd rather be here for the end game, because I know people are going to be extremely poor. But because wealth accumulation is not the main goal, it's really just we want to survive together, that we can help each other, even if we hate each other. It's like you go back to your family and you could hate many people in your family, but if they're starving to death, you'll help them no matter how much you hate them. Usually.
America was originally, I mean, the original plan, from what I can deduce, of the founders was that it was going to be all these different villages of, if Swedes wanted to go live in, some random area of Minnesota. In fact, the original founders actually limited, there was the original immigration policy was Englishmen of good character. That was it. Like nobody else. But of course, it was this vast wilderness and they couldn't really keep everybody else from coming in too. But the plan was it was going to be all these decentralized villages where everyone, lived their whatever culture they wanted to live in these villages. And there was just going to be free trade among all the villages of the states and, free movement too. So if you didn't like what this town was experimenting with, you could move to a different town or city, and and that competition was going to keep everything healthy. And it's turned into, because of globalization and the inflation driven globalization, it's like this like uniformity across the country. There are exceptions, of course, but I think we're going to split. If we don't splinter off into a bunch of separate countries, like if people just don't say screw the America, we're going to form the Communist Republic of New Mexico or whatever. If we don't do that, if we actually stay a loose federation of states, I think it'll be much more like what I was describing, where it's going to be different villages of different ethnic groups and different cultures, and we'll reform along those lines. But yeah, it's going to be that'll be bumpy. That will be bumpy.
And the end game that I see for the monetary system of how we're going to stabilize it, and this could be me just fantasizing, but it makes sense to me. That there's a line in the Torah that I think it's in, is it in Numbers? I don't remember exactly, but it describes a pilgrim who is trying to bring a sacrifice to the temple, but he's too far away and he can't like carry his cow, on a wagon to go to the temple. So he has to sell his cow for money, for silver coins. And then the first, what do you do? Like you buy a cow or a goat or whatever it is in Jerusalem, and then you bring that to the temple. Much easier to do. So, but how do you do that? Like you can't. The verse says, "Vitzarta kesef yadecha." You have to wrap the silver in your hand. Like it says those words. So like you can't do it by bank transfer. You can't do it electronically. I know there was no electronic stuff, but you couldn't do it by paper. You have to do it with money, right? There's no derivatives on the Temple Mount.
There's no crying in baseball.
There's actual music coming from instruments. There's an actual barbecue that isn't fake meat. There's actual gold and silver of people trading things around for sacrifices. There's no derivatives.
There's no crying in baseball. There's no crying in baseball. No crying.
There's a lot of historical documentation of Gentiles donating a lot of gold and silver to the temple because they wanted to be part of it. There's a lot of that. And that's fine. But what can come of that? Well, if you have a central bank that's primordially religious and sees the value of not stealing as ultimate and commanded by God, run by priests that are extremely holy people, then what would be a better central bank than the Third Temple? It would be they could we you could deposit the gold and silver there. We would keep it for you, like underneath wherever the Ark of the Covenant is, in some room there. And then we'd give you
Give you
temple
notes.
credits or something. You don't have to. You can have your own central bank in your own country if you want to trust that. It's not like we're going to force ourselves on everybody, but it would be. I think it could work.
We don't need a central bank at all. I'd rather have private banking, just pure private
You can,
local.
that's fine too. I mean, but
There's no
it
need for a
would
central bank.
it would be a very trustworthy bank. That would be the purpose of it, at least for the wider world. Jews would have their own stuff to do there, but the temple is really a temple for all of humanity. It's not just for Jews.
There you go. And you'd be the treasurer of it. You'd be the central bank.
That's what I want to do. Not that we wouldn't impose our banknotes on the world at all. Just anyone who wants them, anyone who wants to trust us, you can if you want to. If you don't want to, you don't have to. Not forcing anything on anyone.
That's great. Well, let's hope that comes to pass. That would be amazing, Rafi.
It would be, and I'm seeing it. I'm seeing, having these weird dreams.
Lightspeed fits today's active lifestyle, whether you're on the job or having fun. Lightspeed Briefs, style and comfort for the discriminating crotch.
Oh, What a weird dream.
I am too, but mine are usually riots at a grocery store. So anyway, we can leave it there. Any final thoughts before I go back, before I close the fallout shelter bunker door?
Yeah, at this point, I wouldn't be surprised if this really is our last.
Yeah, me too.
Bitter endgame draft.
But how long do you think between the crunch and currency littering the streets? How long do you give it? A few months? A few weeks?
I'd say a few weeks even. A
few weeks, yeah. Yeah. A few weeks or
it's
days.
It's going to be really fast. Remember how fast Silicon Valley Bank was?
Yeah.
Except all you have to do is replace it with Federal Reserve Bank instead of Silicon Valley Bank. And then, that's it. It's over.
Yeah. So $10 trillion. $10 trillion of high-powered bank credit. Yeah, that might be real quick. That might be real, real quick. Oh, well, people, it was a pleasure. It was a pleasure working with you, Rafi. Thank you for, your channel helped save my family's life. So thank you so much for that.
Oh, I wouldn't give myself that much credit. I think
you really did. You really did. It was your channel. And I know I have people that have said the same to me. So,
okay.
You've decentralized, helped make a bunch of people much safer and better off for it. So thank you for your work.
Good.
And we'll see if this is the last one or not. Maybe I'm only going to come back on if there's something important to say. I don't want to just do a monthly thing on this. But, if the internet's still working and something really important happens, I can come back on.
Come on. You're really going to be able to resist it if gold is like going up thousands of dollars a day and, the inflation statistics are like 1,000, 2,000%. You're going to be like, no, I don't want to talk about this.
Yeah.
it's going to be irresistible.
You think so? We'll find out. I don't know if my wife will let me do that. Stop talking about gold on the internet.
So you can go. You can come with like a a KKK costume with a voice changer. They get the sensor.
Yeah. Like no one's gonna know. It's the Ditter Brat. Or okay. All right, man. Take it easy.
Okay. Bye. This is an original Fabergé egg from the Tsar Nicholas I.
Oh, yeah?
No, it's not.
I was going to say, must have been at the end there.
Yeah. Put them on top of Ben. Okay. There you go. Okay. Are we we're already recording.
We're recording. I'm sure that's going to make it into the
Okay, the yeah, that, that'll...